For many Americans, summer means road trips. So Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer checked in with a couple of touring musicians for some pro tips you can use the next time you hit the open road.
This is what the living room looks like when you get back from a weekend on the road. So there's piles of banjos over there. I have six now.
Sharon Martinson performs as the Littlest Birds. When she's touring, she logs around 6,000 miles a month. In fact, most years she spends as much time on the road as she does at her house. Even so, she says in 6 years of touring, she's hardly ever stayed in hotels, and she's never stopped for fast food.
If you're sitting and you're driving a lot, you don't really need to eat. Mostly you're eating because you're bored.
Of course, eventually you do need to eat. So Martinson packs plenty of water, a cooler with ice, fresh fruit, healthy snacks.
I do have a whole section of a bag that's just things that require only hot water, because you can stop at a gas station. There's always hot water for free. There's like always the coffee station things, but there's always a hot water spigot.
To make oatmeal, for instance, she recommends containers with snapping lids and keeping some silverware handy. Lunch or dinner can also be cooked on the road.
So my freezer is full of these here, engine block burritos.
Yes, engine block burritos. Basically, you make burritos, wrap them in foil, freeze them, and then...
You've been driving, so you pop open the hood and find a place on the engine block, preferably touching metal. I probably give it 20 minutes to go from frozen to thawed to like cheese nice and melty and delicious.
Jalon Crossland is another Wyoming musician who spends a lot of time on the road, which is where I reached him by phone. He also has an engine block recipe. Wrap potatoes, carrots, onions, and seasonings in foil.
Then you just put it on your intake manifold on the motor. And you drive for about an hour and then check it. And after a while, you'll have a perfectly cooked little stew.
Crossland calls these recipes for disaster. Another one
is the Altoids can cake.
For this recipe, he travels with a jug of cake batter, a small tin, like an Altoids can, two wires, and four alligator clips.
Stir up the cake mix into the Altoids can, and then you attach the alligator clips to the Altoid can and to your battery terminals, and it only takes like 10 minutes and you have an Altoid cake.
There you go, main course and dessert, all cooked by your car. Then, when it's time to restock on supplies, Sharon Martinson recommends farmers markets.
It's a nice way to get to see a slice of the community, eat what is local and fresh and in season. And if you're a tourist, it's a great place to run into artisans who have something that you're not going to find at the Yellowstone gift shop.
Stopping periodically is healthy, too. You can even stay limber in the car.
I have, if I'm not driving, what I call front seat yoga. Basically just crossing your leg and putting one ankle across the other knee.
And when it's time to turn in for the night, Sharon Martinson and Jalon Crossland recommend camping on public land, like a national forest. But if there isn't a grassy spot nearby, head for the asphalt.
The truck stops in the Walmarts. I mean, everybody knows that those are the places to go. And the lull of the semis idling puts you to sleep real nice. And then the fumes keep you that way.
Assuming you wake up the next morning, take the scenic route, stop at the historical markers, and embrace the open road. By the way, you can find Sharon Martinson's engine block burrito recipe at our website, wyomingpublicmedia.org. There's even a photo showing where to put the burrito in a Honda Civic engine. Happy trails! For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Micah Schweitzer.